K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Frank.
Frank, what's up?
It's Frank.
Hi. Well, I was hoping I could get a little bit of help from you guys, like you do sometimes, where, well, I'll just tell you the story. I met a girl, a lady, a really beautiful lady at a party recently, and the kind of thing, you just run into somebody at a party, you get to talking, and we just hit it off like gangbusters. We were just clicking so good. We ended up talking for hours at this party, talking and talking all through the night, and eventually, you know, we leave, we make out a little bit in the car, and and it's really very exciting. And then, you know, we make some plans that I get her phone number. Let's have a date sometime. And I was super excited about it. But then ever since, every time I've reached out, I have not gotten any response so far when I've tried to pursue a date with this girl. And I want to, hoping you guys can help me figure out what's going on.
He needs second date help.
He does. Aww. I mean, yeah. Aw, you sound like a very nice guy there, Frank.
Yeah, you know, she seems to like me.
At the party, at least, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You
well,
know, I'm pretty together. I'm pretty calm and friendly. You know, I got a nice car. That's that matters.
Well, you don't have to sell us. You have to sell
yeah,
her.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hold on here. Hold on a second, Frank. We're gonna. You said her name is Melinda. We're gonna grab her phone number off the air. We're gonna call her. See if we can probe around for you. See what's going on here.
I appreciate it.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
What's happening?
Okay, so Frank, you guys got along really well, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Partying it up?
Mm-hmm. Partying, talking, laughing, telling stories, telling jokes. You know, like an ideal night. You meet somebody at a party and, like, are so glad. So you're kind of so glad you went to that party just because of that one person. It's actually funny that you say you're going to call and probe around. I'm actually a doctor.
Oh, my God.
See, it's meant to be.
It's meant to be. Maybe this is a good sign for you then, Frank. All right. Hold on a second here. Be real quiet. We're finishing up dialing her number, and it should be ringing here in just a second. So be real quiet, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Melinda?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Melinda. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. Good morning.
She sounds concerned.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm well.
Are you in the middle of something?
I got a minute, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
All right. That's, you know, we just need a couple minutes here. We got a call from somebody who asked us to reach out on their behalf to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We understand you went to a party a little while back and met Frank.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, and Frank was looking for, you know, a second date sort of thing. Said it just kind of, he got a big zero after the party and hanging out.
Well, I mean, yeah, we did meet at a party. We hit it off. We met out a little bit. We exchanged phone numbers, and I don't ever want to see him ever again.
So. Wow.
Wow. What happened? I mean, you sound pretty emphatic about that.
Was it that bad?
Yeah.
Not a good kisser?
Well,
he called in. He wants to know. So
yeah, he honestly wanted to know.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, well, I mean, like the next day after, you know, I met him, I had a doctor's appointment with my gyno.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there, I'm naked under the paper gown.
Oh, I hate that so much. God, I hate that.
Never experienced that.
You don't want to. Am I right, Melinda? It's terrible.
It's like the worst thing. You don't want to be there.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I'm just trying to, like, calm myself down. I'm thinking about the night before or whatever I can think about and take my mind off of it, of course. And then apparently someone else was filling in for my regular doctor who
okay.
got sick.
Yeah.
And he walks in. Frank is the doctor.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
No.
Yeah, I'm still pretty mortified about the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I was horrified. I am horrified. It's like, I can't even, I don't know.
Did
he started talking to me and it was awful.
Did he give you the thumbs up? Everything good?
Oh my God, what happened?
No, I got out of there. I just was like, I need to reschedule my appointment. I can't do this.
Wow.
Melinda, that's why you're not answering my call?
There you go.
Dr. Frank.
Oh my God.
Hi, Melinda.
Is that...
It's me, Dr. Frank. come on, I can't believe that was such a big deal to you. I thought it was hilarious. What a coincidence.
Oh my God. Why didn't you tell me who you were?
Well, but I just, I don't, you know, listen, I've tried going to parties. And
why didn't you tell me who you were? Why would you do that?
Why would I do what?
Good work.
You can't go to parties, meet pretty ladies, and tell them, hey, I'm Frank, I'm a gynecologist.
That's kind of awkward. That'd be a little weird.
I don't really bring that up usually till like the third or fourth date because I don't want people to think, you know, I'm telling them I'm like the, you know, female body inspector or something, you know? I'm not trying to, I've been through all these things. Yeah, I didn't think it was going to come up for a while. I thought it was hilarious that you ended up in the office I was visiting. I got to say, though, Melinda, it was pretty hilarious because, you guys, she acted like the biggest goof.
What happened?
She acted like a chicken with a head cut off. She jumps up, runs out of the office, and just like grabs her purse and her duff and just goes sprinting out of the office.
What was, okay, what else was I supposed to do? I screamed, I grabbed my clothes, I ran out of the exam room.
Naked?
Without changing?
Yeah. You were naked?
Without changing.
Oh.
Paper gown, flapping in the breeze, along with, you know, a lot of other really nice stuff.
I was wrapped. It was not like I was naked in front of everybody.
Other really nice stuff.
According to a couple of the elderly patients in the lobby, there was a few things that got seen. And I had some explaining to do, quite frankly.
No doubt.
I bet you did.
That did not go well for me. I have not been asked back to sub at that office again, and I doubt I will be.
Ooh.
A patient ran.
And that's why you did this, and that's why you called in for me. Right now, is to have that conversation.
Well, he went.
I didn't think that was why. I figured you'd at least talk to me on the phone if that's what you were so upset about. But.
Well, no. He wants to have a date with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he'd like to try it again.
To go out, you know, and we can, you know, we can help.
I mean,
right?
mistake
go on a date? No. Oh, no.
Might be able to save you some money in the long run.
I can get you some free samples.
Oh, okay.
Don't.
Okay, so for you, Melinda, there's no dinner or limo or anything?
No.
Okay.
You have to admit he was complimentary.
Yeah, he was very nice.
I mean, everybody in the office got to look at you agreed. You're and I think you're awesome.
Oh, my God. Don't. Please.
Poor thing.
I think she's really embarrassed.
All right, Melinda.
Dr.
That's
Frank.
Fair enough.
Okay. Well,
every lady's got one. There's nothing to worry. I tell you guys, if anybody ever tells you they're going to go into the gynecologist trade to meet ladies, don't do it. It's like this more often than anything else.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, Melinda, we're sorry. We didn't mean to embarrass you at all.
Yeah, thanks for talking to us.
Yeah. Are you there?
Okay.
Okay.
She had to think about it for a minute. Okay.
So.
And Melinda, if you ever change your mind, you can just call my answering service and make an appointment.
Oh, no.
You're not helping yourself,
no,
Frank.
Man, just
you
stop,
are not.
Frank, stop.
Yeah, quit it. Okay.